Coach, overall, your thoughts on the defense and pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Allie looked great today. I thought she did a really great job just commanding the zone. We had a couple walks there, but, you know, I think they went really deep on counts on her, and she kept executing pitches. And, you know, I think sometimes you're playing great teams, sometimes walks end up being a little bit more beneficial. So I thought she did a really good job of getting some, you know, easy outs, some weaker outs, and, obviously minimizing the damage. I was debating sending her out there in that last inning, and I wish I had gone with my gut and just gone with Casey, but, you know, I think Allie deserved that shot to go out in the seventh inning and see if she could close the door herself. But UConn's a really great team, and, their offense is obviously versatile. I think they have power. I think they have speed, and I thought we did a really good job, you know, kind of keeping that at bay.
And can you talk more just about the defense? Caitlin had a big play at third to end an inning, and then Nett had a diving catch in right.
Yeah, Coker's an incredible third baseman, right? But very heads up. Obviously that kid got really far off too, but you know what, they're a base running team. I mean, they're a team that steals, takes a lot of bases, and I think they take massive leads. So it was just heads up on her part to, you know, take a line drive and then pick her off at two. Lauren Nett has made some phenomenal catches in right field. And, you know, I just said that in the huddle. I think it goes really underrated. It's almost routine at this point. But, you know, she pretty much comes out of nowhere. She's diving left. She's diving right. She's running back on ball. She's rolling with the ball. Either way, she comes up with it, which is huge for us. But I think she's playing a really great right field and seeing the ball really well, which is awesome for us.
And obviously a huge game for Kayla with her home run just outside her.
Kayla's one of the best hitters to come through this program, and maybe one of the best I've ever seen. And, I said it last night. I got to talk to, you know, Eric Lopez on his podcast, and, she's All-American status, and I want people to start to take notice. But she does things in a big way, and there's not a single pitcher, I think, that we've faced that she hasn't hit. So she's a really tough out, and, you know, she steps up in big moments. And tonight was obviously a really big moment. But, you know, you could tell it was great pitching on both ends, great defense on both ends. It took one to actually leave the yard for us to have a victory.
Yeah, and then for UConn, Jenkins on the mound, what's the team's approach in kind of trying to figure her out a little bit, kind of get her out of the rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, I wish we did a better job. I mean, I think we need to adjust and have a little bit more competitive at-bats. I feel like we had some throwaway at-bats in there. And, you know, I think for us right now, it's when we're relying on 1-2-3, that's really tough, and it's a lot of pressure on them. You know, I need 4-9 to step up and show up. And, it's been inconsistent, I think, you know, throughout the spring and the start of our season. But, yeah, I think we just got to do a better job. I think that, you know, she kind of owned us up in the zone, and we chased a couple changeups that we shouldn't have. But I thought the umpire did a really great job. You got a really tight zone. So, you know, for us, it gives you a chance to actually swing at strikes and see pitches. So, you know, we got to go back to work tomorrow and, kind of reset some things offensively.
And then going back to pitching with Casey, what do you think this type of save will kind of do for her moving forward against a really good opponent?
You know, Casey's a kid that spins the ball, and I think when she locates and she's on, she's very difficult to hit. We were trying not to give up the long ball there, and anyone that's up in the zone, you know, there's a tendency if you get one, it can carry. So I think for us, we were trying to be really strategic, just going east and west and going in and out and, you know, just throwing rise in random moments. But, she gave up a single there, but she's a strikeout pitcher. She's a kid that can come in and shut people down, and, that's precisely what she did, which is awesome.
And then finally, how excited are you to start league play this weekend?
I feel like I was missing out last weekend. It's sad having a bye the first weekend, you know? We're excited to play. I think we're ready to play. I think we need that, kind of next season, next chapter, and, you know, a reset.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Kayla, how big was today's win against defending Big East regular season champs?
It's definitely a big one. It's a game we've been looking forward to. After, you know, losing to Yale and having a close one with Merrimack, we wanted to really come out strong. And, we played a solid defense, and our offense wasn't there completely today, but we still came out with a big win.
Yeah, can you talk about the defense? You helped turn you had a really long throw on a deep single, and then Caitlin had a couple of big plays at third, and then Lauren had the catch and right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, definitely with big games like this, you can't give the other team anything, so you just have to go hard every play and just try and get the job done and make no errors.
And what's been your approach at the plate this season? The reason I asked the question, I'm not sure if you realize this, you already have more home runs this season compared to last season.
Yeah, so I definitely try to attack early in the count, get a good pitch. I've been trying to be a little bit more patient because sometimes I jump a little bit, but just trying to get a good pitch and control what I can control.
Right. And then to have a freshman come in to close out the game, what do y'all say as upperclassmen while Casey's battling out there?
We all definitely have a lot of confidence in her. I don't know if she has it yet, but we all have it for her. And we're definitely just cheering her on the whole time. And we all know she can do it, and she just showed she could.
And then can you just talk about Allie helping get another shutout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Allie's been great all year. Every time she's up in the circle, we all know it's going to be a good game for us. And she's just been so solid and had a good game today.
And the team has won the last four conference regular season titles. How excited are you to begin another title defense this weekend?
I'm excited. It's definitely what we play all preseason for, and we work all fall and winter. So it's just exciting to get back out there, and hopefully we can get another win.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.